Now, the worship of Avon United Methodist Church, located at 130 Genesee Street in Avon, New York. Reverend Mia Richardson, pastor. Welcome to worship with the Avon United Methodist Church.
Good morning. Welcome. It is quite a pleasure to have each of you here with us today. Today is a day of good news, of great joy. May we prepare for worship. May we begin our worship to the Lord. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me.
Melt me.
Mold me.
Fill me.
Use me.
Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me.
Amen. us raise our voices in prayer together. God of grace, you sent the promised gift of the Holy Spirit upon the apostles and the women. Fill your church with power, kindling flaming hearts in us, and cause us to proclaim your mighty works in every tongue, that all may call on you and be saved. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Shall we be in prayer together? Most holy God, most loving God, shelter all of us and every person with your Spirit, and feed us and nourish us with your joy everlasting. On one day long ago, you sent the Holy Spirit to increase the zeal of Christ's followers. Pour out that same inspiration on your people here gathered together and on the church that Christ gave to us throughout the world. Revive the power of your Holy Spirit in our heart that we might be a blessing for all of creation. Inspire your church, O God, to spread your good news so that all people might hear it and welcome it into their own lives. Yet even with the good news of the Holy Spirit, we have concerns that we lift to you. We pray for those dealing with the wildfires in Arizona. Help them to gain control of their own lives after the destructive fires. We pray for all those who are sick and facing surgeries. So many we know who are sick that we haven't named. Hold them and heal them. We praise you for time of birthdays and anniversaries and celebrations and reunions. For all that you have given us, O God, we humbly give you thanks. And now we pray the prayer that Jesus himself taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.
Good morning. The scripture from the New Testament reading is Acts 2, verses 1 through 21. And the Acts are written by Luke, and it's his account of really where we started in Christianity. The first converts, the first real awareness and documentation of that Holy Spirit coming. And Pentecost being 50 days after Passover, it was actually one of three annual feasts that would happen in this area very commonly. And so it was an international audience that was gathered in this place and had this opportunity. So let me read this reading from Acts 2, the coming of the Holy Spirit. When the day of Pentecost came, all the believers were gathered together in one place. Suddenly there was a noise from the sky which sounded like a strong wind blowing, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then they saw what looked like tongues of fire which spread out and touched each person there. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to talk in other languages, as the Spirit enabled them to speak. There were Jews living in Jerusalem, religious men who had come from every country in the world. When they heard this noise, a large crowd gathered. They were all excited because each one of them heard the believers talking in their own language. In amazement and wonder, they exclaimed, "These people who are talking like this are Galileans. How is it then that all of us hear them speaking in our own native languages? We are from Parthia, Media, and Elam, from Mesopotamia, Judea, and Cappadocia, from Pontus and Asia, from Phrygia and Pamphylia, from Egypt and regions of Libya near Cyrene. Some of us are from Rome, both Jews and Gentiles converted to Judaism, and some of us are from Crete and Arabia. Yet all of us hear them speaking in our own languages about the great things that God has done." Amazed and confused, they kept asking each other, "What does this mean?" But others made fun of these believers, saying, "These people are drunk." And Peter's message and response is this. Peter stood up with the other 11 apostles and in a loud voice began to speak to the crowd. "Fellow Jews and all of you who live in Jerusalem, listen to me and let me tell you what this means. These people are not drunk as you suppose. It is only 9 o'clock in the morning. Instead, this is what the prophet Joel spoke about. This is what I will do in the last days, God says. I will pour out my spirit on everyone. Your sons and daughters will proclaim my message. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will have dreams. Yes, even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will proclaim my message. I will perform miracles in the sky above and wonders on the earth below. There will be blood, fire, and thick smoke. The sun will be darkened and the moon will turn red as blood before the great and glorious day of the Lord comes. And then whoever calls out to the Lord for help will be saved. Thanks be to God.
Together. Spirit of the living God, fall on each of us once more. May we feel you like the wind and the rain, and may we hear you and go forth.
Amen.
This past week, at annual conference, we were all gathered together at the convention center in downtown Rochester. Yesterday, Jackie and I gathered there with all of the clergy and lay members of annual conference to process in together for the service of ordination. This was an awesome event with all the clergy robed and all the ordained in their red stoles and the bishop with his staff. It was high church to the fullest. We weren't the only ones at the convention center, however. The bodybuilders were also holding their event. Jackie will tell you that I did the exact same thing. So there were all of the clergy and lay going in and the bodybuilders trying to get through. It was quite a funny moment for me. But it got me thinking. Here were these United Methodist Christians charged with building up the body of Christ, and were supposed to be at least fairly good at it if they were part of the leadership of the church, standing alongside people who were good at building up their own bodies. I will almost definitely, never say never, but I will never be a bodybuilder. But I pray that I can be a builder up of the body of Christ. On this day of Pentecost, we are all invited to be those bodybuilders by the gifts of the Spirit of God. As Martha said, today is Pentecost, the entrance of the Holy Spirit, the birthday of the church. Everyone was all gathered in one place. And the book of Acts narrates the Spirit coming with the sound of the mighty rushing wind. But the prelude to that moment was the preparation and readiness of the community gathered in that upper room, waiting as they had been instructed by Jesus. So the disciples were all gathered in that one place, and this awesome event happens, one that I imagine the disciples had a difficult time describing, for they said it was like the sound of a rushing wind, like flames of spirit. We don't really know what happened, but we know what happened because of it. We don't often talk about the Holy Spirit. The church has felt that the Holy Spirit should be kept inside, out of sight. And if it comes up too much, then it's often in an odd and scary religious experience that could frighten away any outsiders. Instead, Acts tells us that this Holy Spirit's entrance invites all people to come. The Holy Spirit first moved within those disciples, but did not stop there. The Spirit empowers all people of God to go out, for all people were filled. Walter Rangerin, in his book, The Book of God, described the Pentecost experience as a gale-force wind that came from afar. But after it came from afar, then it was a storm within their own souls. They were filled to the bursting, and the storm, Wangerin wrote, forced them to cry out and share the truth with everyone who would listen. They just had to get it out of them. It was too much to keep inside. The Holy Spirit comes and goes as God pleases, but we see the effect. God is mystery, but it is clear that the Holy Spirit is not to be kept private. People want to come because of God's display of power. And we see, because of the Holy Spirit, the good news becomes accessible to everyone. Often when we hear about speaking in tongues, we think of something that no one can understand. Not on Pentecost. This was one that every single person in the room could understand in his own or her own native tongue. I once had a friend of mine tell me that when I'm preaching, to meet people on the sidewalk. He wasn't talking about a literal sidewalk, but about meeting people where they were at and making things clear, not always using that fluffy language that sounds good to the preachers, but helping people to see what God has done in my own life. This accessibility comes out from the fruits and gifts of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, self-control. The Holy Spirit doesn't just come to make us feel good. The Holy Spirit calls us out to specific tasks in the ways that we are gifted. So who is God calling us as a church to be this day? Scripture reminds us that greater things will happen because Jesus has gone to God. You and I will do great things. Great things have already happened here, but greater things are yet to come. We were challenged as an annual conference for all of us to bring one soul to Christ. No one has joined our fellowship in the past year. We have survived many challenges recently, friends, and I deeply believe that this glorifies God. The Holy Spirit's presence this day invites us to dream new dreams, to thrive where we are planted, and to find a renewed sense of life and direction and purpose. Not a complete break from the past, but new life right where we are. God called the people out of Egypt with the hope of a promised land. We are inheritors of that promise. Maybe, or even probably, the Spirit invites us to dream of new life. And maybe, just maybe, new ministries in our community where we can grow in faith and invite others to grow with us as well. This summer, the church council is going to be dreaming together to work on our vision and our mission, to see who we can be and to discern God's direction for us. Come join us in that dream together. Additionally, the Upper New York Annual Conference has challenged us, each church in our conference together, to feed 1 million people in 1 year. This may seem like a lot, but it affords us the opportunity to join in God's difference-making in our world so we can see God's love and we can be God's love with our neighbors in all places. We have the Holy Spirit here with us today. We can be encouraged to keep moving forward together in our life of faith because God has sent us the Holy Spirit to help us to prophesy, to help us to see visions and to dream dreams. We may not see the Holy Spirit dancing on our heads. We may not hear that violent rush of wind that crashed into the disciples' lives, but our lives can be so transformed. We too can live our lives in such a way that people will go, "Huh? What have they got?" May we know God's presence this day so that we can go out and let God change our world through us. Amen.
Thank you. here. The Spirit is with you all. May you go now in the presence and power of the Spirit to go and proclaim to all the world that God is love. Go now in peace. Amen.
This has been Blow On, Blow Out with Pastor Kim Farrell on June 12, 2011, Pentecost Sunday. God's power is displayed in the rushing wind through the Holy Spirit. A storm from afar can lead to a storm within. The Holy Spirit calls us out. What is God calling us to do amidst the storms of today?
You've been listening to the Avon United Methodist Church, located at 130 Genesee Street in the village of Avon. We hope that you have experienced the love of Jesus Christ during your time with us. We invite you to join us on the air weekly at 7:30 a.m. Sundays. Please visit us on the web at avonnyumc.org or call us at 226-8600. May God richly bless you.